αφού δεν τα βέλει ούτε κανονικά. Ούτε κανονικά. Μα και η σύγχρονη κατηγορία, εδώ, δεν σα τάχνει λίγο αφού, ποτέ δεν νόμιζε ότι κανονικά. Why? Because it's inferior to the Sata.
Why can't be? I mean, it's considered in the case of Sikra Gavio, the bottom is considered Mahul. I mean, so what should inferior have to do with the
No, it's Mahul, but still, in other words, you see, when the joy of one covers it covers the other, is and that is inferior to the bottom, so maybe it doesn't become a Sata. So you see, it doesn't become a Sata. All right, so that's Rashi Shi. Now, Teisa Shite. So, Teisa Shite, now I mentioned the Marshos Kashe. And the Marshos Kashe, on Teisa says the Kashe. Here we say that Yoyal Gabiyo is what? So, it's Ixavel, there is no Ixav in Yoyal Gabiyo. L'Shabbos. And since the Gemara equates Shabbos with Gehet, so just the Yoyal Gabiyo is the Ixavel, there is no Ixav in Shabbos, so Yoyal Gabiyo should be no Ixav in Gehet. And the question is, what Rav Chisda says, Bono Machleke Sabid Rabbonot, so according to Rav Yude, Sabeli is a Ksav in Gel Gabi Get, and Get and Shabbos are the same, and according to Rav Achav Yaakov, so even the Rabbonot knows that Sabeli is a Ksav in Gel Gabi Get, and Shabbos are the same. So the thing is the Teret, when do we say, when does Rav Chisda say that according to Rav Yude, Xavelin is a Xav in Yoyal Gabiyoi. That is when the Xavelin is Misakel. Xavelin is Lishmor, it's a Tachnat Lishmor. So then, according to Rav Chisda, there is a Machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. If the Xavelin is Misakel, Yoyal Gabiyoi, Xavelin is Misakel, Rav Yehuda says Xavelin is Xav. Rabbanan says Xavelin is Xav. And Rav Achav Yaakov says, when Xavelin is Misakel, so even Rabbanan holds Xavelin is Xav. But when Xavelin is not Misakel, then everybody agrees. Rav Acher, Rav Chisda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Olam, there is no Machlokes, Tanoim, Amoraim, all agree where the Xavelin is not Misakein and Yoyal Gabiyoi, so Xavelin is no Xav. Oh, so then the question arises, so the Masho has the Kashi. Masho has the Kashi, so when the Gemore, the Shlok is Abayi, Eidim Shini, Eidim Vachti, Mahu Shini, Chtuven, Bisikpo, Yachtim, Xavelin, Xav, Oyin, Xav, אומר לי נקסב, אומר לי תונו רבי נקסב ונקסב ונשבס, אומר לי שאו נדע מנעשה מה יישא. So the question is, now here the those who mark out the name of David, for David, and then David, so they do it שלוי לשמוע. And usually they do it to שמוע, I mean it's like שלוי לשמוע, I mean it's שלוי, and they do it שלוי לשמוע. And David, when they are mother fullness, so they do it, Lishmo, so the Xavelin is Misakein. So in the case of Xavelin is Misakein, then the Xavelin is Xav, according to everyone who is Rav Achav Yaakov, and according to Rav Chisda, so only according to Rav Yehuda. So the Mashov is the Teret, that Rav Yechanan doesn't agree with Rav Achav Yaakov. So that what he agrees with Rav Chisda. And according to Rav Chisda, so where the Xavelin is, where the Xavelin is Misakein, the Xavelin is Lishmo, Tatach, not Lishmo, then according to Rav Chisda, there is a Machlokes in that case between Rav Yehuda and Rav Olam. So Rav Yehuda says, in case where the Xavelin is Misakein, so Xavelin is Xav, Rav Olam says, even though the Xavelin is Misakein, Xavelin is not Xav. So Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Chisda, and he passed, so it's a Machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Olam, and we pass like Rav Olam, that's why he says that we cannot let someone write Bimikaren, to write the secret and then let the Edim Mother Pumet with Yoy. Why even though the Edim, when they are Mother Pumet with Yoy, they do it with Shmo, but we pass like Rabbah. But according to Rabbah Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yechon say, then it can be done. So that's the Masha said. Now, but that, there is a difficulty, the Teretz is not so good. Because Teisves in the Kashi, against Rav Achav Yaakov also. Teisves didn't only ask against Rav Chisda, steht es erst against Ravache bei Jakob also. Wenn die Ravache muss ich mit Kamon da zu Rabonen mögen, da wird dir der Halikos. Der Halikos. So jetzt die Kasche, so jetzt die Kasche, hier wie die Morgen sitzt. Da bin ich in der Schwoki da mit dabei, wie all da wie du ist, Potter bei Schabes. So first jetzt die Kasche against Rabbi. Er kommt nicht Rabbi, der ist so auch wie du das Blüde, ich will die Chai bei Schabes. So why does Rabbi Echen the Shwaki say this potter and it's mash ma potter according to everyone? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda? No, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, this is the Chayet. And then he asks against Ravach of Yaakov. According to Ravach of Yaakov, so Yoel Gavid Yoel should be Chayet even out of the Rabbon. So he asks the Kashe not only against Rabbi Yehuda, but against Ravach of Yaakov also. So the Melee, when he gives the Teret, so the Teret should be according to Rav Yaakov also, whereas according to Mashor's Teret, so Teitz's Teret is only according to Rav Yisde, but not according to Rav Yaakov, because the Mashor says that according to Teitz's Teret of Name, Rav Yechan doesn't agree with Rav Yaakov. So if Rav Yechan doesn't agree with Rav Yaakov, so why did Teitz's ask at the very outset against Rav Yaakov? So the Mashif asks, is Masik and the Marshos Teret, and the Maramshi gives the Teret, but of course, I mean, we're not accustomed to attribute wonders to the Maramshi, you see, so whenever we see something Maramshi, we try to explain it, you know, like Balabatish, you know, because we don't cut our mind that the Maramshi was a great one, but actually, that Maramshi is based upon the Torah of the Chaim. And the Teres Gittin also gives the same Teres as the Maram Shif, without mentioning that the Maram Shif gives the same Teres. Now look what the Maram Shif says. Der David Jost. Und wir sollen heute bei euch, ich mag es mir gerade hier nehmen, die Maschma, da ihre Namen liegen in Geht, von mir sagen wir liegen in Geht, ich sie mal schön in Lischmo, wie wir sind es aber schön in mein Zeug Lischmo, wie auf Kopenrisch in Lischmeer, weil die Jöel David Jöel mahne, kommst du mit Jöel David Sikro? Sie kommen zu Teise 7, wie Jöel David Jöel, wo die Xavelin in Lischmo und die Xav 8, die Xavelin in Lischmo, so die Xavelin in der Xav, sollten wir Jöel David Sikro? Wie dir ich erkläme das in euch erwache? Kus der Rezi seht? Ist die Maschoste. Die Oatese sich schon wie Kusch. Die Oatese sich schon wie Kusch. Wo ist der Erwache muss ich? So da wird dieses directed itself against der Erwache also. So der Terez should be a Terez a liebe der Erwache also. Er kommt Maschoste Rez. Der Terez ist only a Terez a liebe der Erwache. Und not a liebe der Erwache. Und mein Kusch ist nun in euch erwache, die unter uns in Amas in euch erwache. Woi chekots wo di trilo da asia afilu le af le bide chekots wo du ekem an di pol u fizet zorg lo ima da asia dafti krabona el mir le chale ik di dafke le nye ksile sa get am rino le kamon di ksafcheni mi sakin ksavonishe avo le nye chsime kan mi boyle di efshia da have chsime sa vishen u ksaveli le ave ksav ve im kan chsime sa sheni elo she mi sakin sa vishen. Now the time doesn't say anything on that face. He doesn't mention it. But now what does the Maram Shif say? Now if the Svore is based upon a time Svore. I mean this is, I'm sure that Maram Shif meant it. Because you see, in case of Yoyal Gavid Yoy, in Yoyal Gavid Yoy, so there is another pshat that if we say that Yoyal Gavid Yoy, that Yoyal Gavid Yoy is Chayel, is Kavel and is Ksav, then the basic proposition is that the Ksatachten is Mochel by virtue of the theory of the upper Ksav. The Melech is Mochel, and we see the Ishiyeh. So what are the Ishiyeh? The Ishiyeh is Tatsalei. So the basic proposition is that the Ksatachten is Mochel, if we say Ksavel and Ksav. But we say, Gabi Yoy, we say that Ksavel is not Ksav, right? We say that Tzavelin is not Ksav. Now, but by Yoyal Gavid Yisro, So then how is that? Mishu Meicha is Emeshu Tzikro. So Gabi, Yoyal Gabi Tzikro, let's say if Chayev means Chayev Tzikro Svadai. Rabbi Yechanan said, the Chizneisha Midam Nase Maishu, I know it is a song. But according to the alternative, to the Tzad, that Chayev means Chayev Man, according to that alternative. So if we say that by Yoyal Gabi Tzikro is Chayev Tzikro, so then Chayev Mishu Meicha and Chayev Mishu Tzikro. So what does it mean? So the basic thing is that where the tikho is covered up with the joy of the upper staff, so the body staff becomes mocho. If the body staff is mocho, so the upper staff is the staff. So it's chayav shtayim. It's chayav shtayim. And according to the alternative, that maybe it's not chayav shtayim, so it's because we don't say that the ksav tachten becomes mocho by virtue of the fact that the joy of the ksav belly covers the tikho of the ksav tachten. But if we say that he is Chayestayim, it's on the basis of the supposition that the Sikho of the Ksavtachtein becomes Mochu by virtue of the fact that it's covered up with the joy of the Ksavet. Memele, if the Ksavtachtein becomes Mochu, so Memele, the Ksavet becomes the Ksav. That's in Yoyal Gabi Sikho. In Yoyal Gabi Joy, we don't say that. So take this home. In Yoyal Gabi Joy, we don't say that the Ksavtachtein, the joy of the Ksavtachtein becomes Mochu by virtue of the joy of the Ksavendi which covers it. After all, this is the same joy as the Ksavdachtin, so there has been an increment, an addition in the vessel. So there we cannot say the Ksavdachtin becomes Mokho through the joy of the Ksavendi. Why? Moving! So what difference does it make, you know, whether a person with one stroke uses a lot of ink or with two strokes, he uses a lot of ink. So, just as in the case where one with one stroke writes a note with a lot of ink, with a profusion of ink, sometimes, you know, you write notes and there's such a thick column of ink, and with one stroke, he writes notes. So we don't say that the upper layer of the ink is making the lower layer. I mean, that would be nonsense. So in case where it is done with two strokes, not with one stroke, so we don't say that the Ksatachtein becomes mocho by virtue of the fact that the joy of the Ksatachtein covers it. It's always the same thing. So they always cannot apply this proposition. The Ksatachtein becomes mocho, hence the Ksatachtein is the Ksat. No, that we cannot say. The Ksatachtein is certainly not mocho. And the Mele, if the Ksavelin is not misakin in any way, if both are Shaloi Lishmo. So, or both Lishmo, so then, the since we cannot say that the Ksavelin becomes Mochu by virtue of the meaning of the Ksavelin, so if it's not Mochu, it cannot be cases either. Mashenki, where the Ksavelin is misakin, where the Ksavelin is Shaloi Lishmo, get you for the Shaloi Lishmo. So then we say Ksavelin Ksav. But here when we say Ksavelin Ksav, it's on the basis of the oneness of Rabbi Yevor, in the Sefer HaTorah. So Teifet, when Teifet says that if he is Misakin, if the Ksavelin is Misakin, so then the Ksavelin is Ksav, even by Yoel Damyol, it's on the basis of Rabbi Yevor's oneness. Not on the basis of the Svoret. That the Ksatachten becomes Mochu by virtue of the image of the Ksavelin. Mimele, the Ksavelin becomes the Ksav. No! How could we say the Ksatachten becomes Mochu by virtue of the image of the Ksavelin? Suppose the Ksavelin wouldn't be Ksatachten, the Ksavelin wouldn't be Mishmo. In context, the Ksatachten is showing Mishmo. So then we couldn't, then we'll say the Ksatachten is not Mochu. Why would we say the Ksatachten is not Mochu? Because there has been an addition to the image. So what if the Ksavelin is Lishmo, so what? So it's Misakhe. It's still, the fact that the Ksavelin is Misakhe doesn't change the nature of the Ksavelin of being of consisting of it. So just as in the case where the Ksavelin is not Misakhe, so the Ksavelin is not Meichin, the Ksatachin. Why not? Because the Ksatachin consists of the ink. Yoishocher, the Ksavelin consists of the Yoishocher. So in the case where the Ksavelin is Misakhe, it cannot be Meichin, the Ksatachin either, because there has been only an increment, an addition in the ink. But why does Pesach say, is the Kaveh in the Kake, can the Kaveh start? Not on the basis of the Katak becoming Mokos. The Katak is not Mokos. There has been just an addition in what we say, just because there has been an addition in. So, and the Kaveh in the Kake, so there is an integration. There's an integration between the Katak and the Kaveh, having both smaller. So the Kaveh in the Kake, and the Katak day is not Mokos. Because there is a synthesis between the Tzatzach and the Tzatzach Eliyah. So in this case, Gabi Yoy, even if we say Tzatzach and Tzatzach, but the Tzatzach is not more. In the case of Yoy Gabi Sikha, where there is no Tikkun in the Tzatzach of Lishmo, so then if we say Hayyashtayim, if we say, according to the alternative of Hayyashtayim, it's on the basis of the proposition that the Tzatzach becomes Mokos by virtue of the different kind of things on the Tzatzach. Memeile the Tzatzach becomes the Tzatzach. Masherinke, in the case of Yoel Gabiyoy, we cannot say the Tzatzach is Mokos. So there, the Tzatzach is never Mokos in Yoel Gabiyoy, even when the Tzatzach is Misakos, because it's for Shmok, whereas the Tzatzach is not for Shmok. But why does they say that where the Tzatzach is Lishmo and the Tzatzach is not Lishmo, then the Tzatzach is the Tzatzach, that's on the basis of having evolved from this, because of the integration of the Tzatzach and Tzatzach. So the Tzatzach is the Tzatzach, but the Tzatzach is not Mokos. So Memeile is very good. We got to get, so an integration is enough, because the Halacha is the concept of Lishmo. The Maizik should have to be Lishmo. So even though the Tzatzach is not becoming Lishmo, as long as there can be an integration in Tzatzach and Tzatzach, so he might succeed in his real life with more for the Avogad Tzomet. Masha'im came by Tzimeh, Tzimeh is two things. First of all, Tzimeh has to be with more. Tzimeh is more. Then, Tzimeh is no Shtoret, not Afrika Beget. What does Tzimeh mean? Tzimeh has to represent the Tzaviyad of the Eidus. If it represents the Tzaviyad of someone other than the Eidus, then it's not Tzimeh. Then it's not Yitzcha Tzimeh. What does Tzimeh mean? Now, the Gemara says in Amgarus that it's all right if an alien, let's say, signs his name by making a certain symbol, by making a picture of the bird, making a picture of the fish. That is his way of signing. So in other words, so it must represent his tzaviyah, his signature, his handwriting. So if we say, in the case of of Yoel Gabi Sikho, according to the alternative, that Yoel Gabi Sikho, so his mamish hayot tuchatoi, what? That's not on the basis of an integration. On the basis of integration, he certainly could be hayot shemeter. So, in case of Yoel Gabi Sikho, according to the alternative, that his mamish hayot tuchatoi, the vada, that's all. So there, his hayot shemeret, hayot kesef. If hayot shemeret means that Tzatzach is more. And the male and the Tzavelye is itself. So if the Tzatzachte is Moho, now let's say a certain person marked down the name with Sikho on the paper, the names of the Eidim. And then the Eidim Amava Kumet with yours. So if we say that Chayav Shtayim Mamesh by Shabbat, that means that the Tzatzachte is Moho and the Tzavelye is itself. So that means the handwriting, the writing, by the one who marks down the name of the Eidim, that's Mokos. So whose handwriting is the Tzavelye? David's handwriting. So then it's a good Tzimeh. But if we say the Chitnei Mishon of Idam Nasemat, so that means Rabbi Yechon of Ishmoch is the only said in Gira Sofet, Lechum. But Lechum, they didn't say that by Gira Gabi Sikho, the Tzavelye is the Tzav, Chayef Shtayim. So in other words, there is the possibility that maybe in Yoel Gabi Sikho the Tzatzach does not become Nimche by virtue of the joy which covers it up. Does not become Nimche. But of course, even though it doesn't become Nimche, but it couldn't be worse, it couldn't be inferior to Yoel Gabi Joy, if the Tzavelye is Misakim because it's Mishmo, whereas the Tzatzach is not Mishmo. So then the Tzavelye is Iksav on the basis of integration. Now, if the Tzavelye is Iksav on the basis of integration, but the Tzatzachte is not Nimche, so too a Chsiva Lishmo could be realized, but a Chsiva Seinim it isn't. A Chsiva Seinim it isn't. That this is what the Maram Shit means. And the Tiragitten also says the same story. And Senator Tiragitten says it in a more explicit way.
What?
No. No, because he said, so the Gemara, so he said, Valitonu Rabbeinu, Ksaben, Ksaben, Shabbat. So there you will say that Chayev not only Mishim Kesi, Chayev Mishim Eichik also. So if Rabbi Yechon Shlokish had said that Yerav Rabbi Sikhoi Chayev Mishim Kesi, so then there would be any right? But Rabbi Yechon Shlokish Zamut Havaye Chayev Mishim Tayyip, Mishim Kesi, Vu Mishim Eichik. So that means that the Tzartachten is Nimchat. And if the Tzartachten is Nimchat, so we don't have to say that. So anyway, when somebody marks the name of the Eidim with Sikhoi, then the Eidim are mother Kumes with Yoi. So the Ksive, the Ksav of the one who marks it for the Eidim, that is Mochel. So that was already erased, and we have a new Ksav. Who made the new Ksav? The Eidim, so it's their headline. So it's a good Ksive. So then he said, so that's a very good riot from Shabbos. But he said, even by Shabbos I'm not so sure. Maybe by Shabbos he's not Chayestein either. Not Chayestein either. That's what he said. Oh, now, the... Here I got a joy, you have a shame, you have a small, Choshitza, we did Shamasha. Now, you see, the Derech of the Maram Shifi, he doesn't mention the Marasho by name. But he constantly mentions him, and then he says, Echodoma, Luit Moishi Kosa. But he mentioned it, he mentioned the Marasho. He came, my boy, Gabriel, he is Kaveri, Tavok, Tavashen, he is so small. Ufi, I mean, he's like, he's like, the Akshe Kosva, he says, the Havik Sav, Kishen Sakei, מכל מוקים להווה רק כמסק עם כסב ראשון. וכסב ראשון הוא. אני לא יודע מי עם כסב ראשון הוא. אתה מבייס לב אינטגריישן. It's not a new כסב. ואין כאן כסב יודן של הידים. ואין כאן כסב יודן של הידים. רק הכסב של הראשון. ויחוד עם דם להשעה סביבים לשבת. הוא רימן בסביר לי לחייב שתיים. אחת משל קייסי ואחת משל מייחי. וחיב דה ומייחי. כסב ראשון, וכסב כסב השני, הווה כסב גדעילים, אבל מוקים זה הווה כמייחי, כסב ראשון, והווה רק כמסק עם כסב ראשון. So then there is no cut. So in other words, so we have that svar. So in other words, according to the Tesis, we have two concepts of Ksav and Ksav, according to the Tesis. One concept of Ksav and Ksav, in Yerav Rabbi Sikho, if we say that it's higher than Shumechei, and Mishu Kinti, according to that authority. So then the basic proposition is that the Ksatachtin becomes Mochel by virtue of the meaning of the Tzareliu, in as much as the Tachtin is Sikhon, and the Elim is Yoyon Saket. So there it means that the Ksatachtin is away, and we have a new Ksav. And then we have another concept of Tzareliu Ksav. That's in Yoyon Gavidyon, where the Tzareliu is Misakli Mishmo, where the Tachtin is not Mishmo. So then the Ksavelni is Ksav on the basis, let's say according to Ravachav Yaakov, and according to Rav Chizde, and the Ravyude. So there, the Ksavelni is Ksav, it only means he's a case in what the Merik is, because it's on the basis of an integration of the Ksatzat Ksavelni. So you have two kinds of Ksavelni Ksav, according to the basis. One, in the case of Yori Al-Gabishikho, assuming that it's high Ksavelni, There, the basic proposition is that Ksatachtin is Nimchat mainly of Ksavelim, so we have an altogether new Ksav, and another concept of Ksavelim Ksav, in Yoyal Gavidyon. There it's not based upon the Mechiki of the Ksatachtin, there the Ksatachtin on the contrary is not Mochel. But it's on the basis of integration of the Ksatachtin Ksavelim. So, Rigabe Eidin, so Rigabe did not wish all by death. So it's not necessary that there be a new Ksav. Even if the Ksav remains the old Ksav, as long as the mighty Tzile is realized. And the old Ksav, Mishmo, the mighty Tzile Mishmo is realized, and the old Ksav, so the requirement of Mishmo is fulfilled. Wort und gab ich Zime. Whether it's get or other story. So the Zime must represent the Xaviad of the Eidim. So indeed the Xaven Xav is based upon the counter of the Xatach in the Incha and the Xaven in replacing it. Then we have the Xaviad of the Eidim. But this is based upon the counter of integration, so we don't have the Xaviad of the Eidim, we have the Xaviad of the one who prepared it for the Eidim. Very simple. Now, all right, that's the chat. Now,
what is it? The Eidim sign all the time has different handwritings. They're like, all right, I mean, let's say that one time the Eidim sign on their right hand, and they sign their left hand.
So each time they sign, so they have two kinds of handwriting, but it's their handwriting, it's not somebody else's handwriting. It's their handwriting, so it's their sine. As long as it's their handwriting. But here, if we say that Mabir Yoyal Davisis from Shabbos is not Chayim Shemayim, so even though the Tavelian is Shmor, so then it's on the basis of integration, so it's not the handwriting of the alien, it's the handwriting of the person who marked it for the alien. Now, Rashi says, now Rashi says that the translation of Midam in Asem Aise means that he is a Shabbat. The translation of Midam in Shonu Eindi, who swore in the Eindi Meimed with Beinu Lahachmir, Nah the Meisel Hoko Afilu in Shabbat, in Bo Meisel Yadena Bizman Bitamigdosh, where he is the same as Dvorah in Ovi Chul Vazot. So it is so. So this is what Rashi says. So Bashabbos Gufi is so. However, the Rambam is not like that. The Rambam says, you will have a seat for his high speech at all.
Because we compare, it could be all right.
I mean, so that's not important how the, in what sense the Rambam interprets Midami. It's all right. I mean, it's not right. So we see that the Rambam explains it differently than Rashi. Explains it differently than Rashi. Rashi says the condition of Midami Nasa Maite. Now it's even that the Shabbos is the Sofi. So when I say, Chaye, what does it mean, Chaye? Chaye Matisma, it's not Chaye Matoye. Because it's Sofi, you know, it's Chaye. And the Rambam would say, condition of Midami Nasa Maite, so he says, we cannot compare Shabbos with get. So first of all, we can say, as he said, that the Rambam now, Midami can have the meaning of Midiyon, in other words, just because we get, so we should rely on it, doesn't become conclusive, just we take a get. And it can also have the dimion, like imagination, you know, dimion means the imagination, just because we get, nation midami, just because we get, we take a guess, we say higher, maybe it's higher, so it still doesn't become a conclusive proposition. It's not a vada, it's off. And midami can mean just because we compare. Where do we compare? I mean, after all, the Shlokish was the one who compared. But get with Shabbat. But Rabbi Yechanan didn't mention any statement which indicated that he compared. So he could say that Rabbi Yechanan used the expression, because Rav Chizde says in Shabbat, the Mishnah says in Shabbat in Perek Abayin. Ksav al gabi ksav, is potter gabi Shabbat. So Rav Chizde says in regard to that Mishnah, that Masvis Midoroi Kirabonon. I mean, this boy Kirabiud, I'm sorry. Masvis Midoroi Kirabiud. Because according to Kirabiud, so Ksavelin is Ksav. So that was, what does Rabbi Yehuda say to Tzadik Tzav? He says, Gavishem, Gavishem. These are all the same thing. I mean, Gavishem. I mean, he did Gavishem, so of course. Shem get. So he said it. Gavishem and get. I mean, so the melee, so he says that according to Rafide, who says Gabi get Tzadik Tzav, I mean, sorry, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rafide says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Tzadik Tzav, Gabi get Gabi Shem, so Gabi Shabbos, it's also Tzav. So in other words, so that means only the Dami, because we see that the comparison is made between get and Shabbos. But still, we cannot identify one with the other. Alright, we could say that according to the Rambam, Midamin is to be taken in the sense of comparing. But we don't have to say that. Now look at the Tesis Reed Loshen. How does the Tesis Reed explain it? He says Midamin means guess in the same sense. But he doesn't say like Rashi. Oh. Tavel Nishaz Nishabes. Omalei, the inclination of Midamin at the Maite. Pirish, on the midam is for the hachsi, lini and Shabbos, nisni choleo le hoki lul hachsi hachsi mechsi. He doesn't say it's a sofi gabi Shabbos itself, too. It's mashma. So it's true, he interprets the term midam in the sense of midam is thing. Just because we think gabi get, just because we think gabi Shabbos, that Sabbath is itself, it doesn't mean the same thought should apply to get Gabi Shabbos. Our thought is that Tzavelin is Ksav, not Mistopis, but the Vada, the Chumo. But Gabi Get, Gabi Chsimas Get, is by Get. So there, we don't apply the thought. So we don't have to interpret Midamin according to the Rambam in the sense of comparing, because if Midamin is to be taken in the sense of comparing, so then the question arises, where do we find that we compare get with that we compare get with Shabbos? So Tesis said that we compare, so Tesis mentioned this Gemara. So who compared it? The Shlok is comparing. But here Rabbi Yehuda said that we shall damn. So we don't have to interpret Midamin according to the Rambam in the sense of comparing. Because if Midamin is to be taken in the sense of comparing, so then the question arises, where do we find that we compare get with Shabbos? So Tesis said that we compare, so Tesis mentioned this Gemara. So who compared it? The Shlok is comparing. But here Rabbi Yehuda said that we shall Midamin. So Rabbi Yehuda certainly couldn't have meant what the Shlokish was comparing, because he was arguing with the Shlokish. So then we have to say, he means Rafriz in Shabbos, because they Rafriz and really compare get with Shabbos. But we don't have to say that, because that's a little far-fetched. I mean, the Rabbi Yehuda says Midamin, just because we compare, and he has reference to Rafriz in Shabbos, to the Vaishnav, I mean. How are we supposed to know what the comparison is? So it's better to say that the Rambam also takes the term Midamin in the sense of Cheshi, as Rashi says. But where is Rashi says, Yichmishon Midamin, just because we think Gabon Shabbos, that is higher, so it doesn't mean Gabon Shabbos is also good, because Gabon Shabbos itself is a topic by us. So the Chumel is saying. So the Rambam could explain the Chmishon Midamin just because we think so, Gabi Shabbos. It doesn't mean that we have to think so, Gabi Shabbos. The question arises, why? Why is there a distinction between Shabbos and Gabi? So now the Shittas HaRambam, means that Yuri al Gabi Sikho is high time. Bivara. Achas Mishu Meichet, vi Achas Mishu Kirin. Now, if it's high Mishu Meichet, that means that the old Shabbat that Tachten become delayed completely. Become delayed, Bivada. Now, so there is a question of Isaiah. So why did the Rishon say that it isn't good? Vishleimei, it causes the taste, so it's all right. Because it tastes, we can apply Rashi's Shabbat. But Rishon doesn't have the Master means that you do that with Shabbat. If you sacrifice us. So you only send the home. So there is really the possibility that the Gabi Shabbat itself is not higher than Shabbat. If it's not higher than Shabbat, so even though on account of the tikkun by the Tzaverian, so the Tzaverian becomes exiled, but it's on the basis of the integration of the Tzatach to Tzaverian, so the Gabi Shabbat is not enough. So the Chsile must represent the handwriting of the angel, not the handwriting of the person who prepares it for the angel. So it's all right according to the Machain came according to the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, so the Bechanan, it says, even in the answer to his prophet, that Gabi Shabbat is Givade Chayat Chayat. If it's Givade Chayat Chayat, it's Chayat Chayat, so it means that the Tzatachten is away. If Tzatachten is away, So the Tzaverian is a new star, and that whose handwriting is that? That the handwriting of the Eidim. So it should be good. So why did Rabbi Yechon say that it's not good? Now, so we could say, now take this. That Tesham would be, become the Yochol. So they said as follows, you can't really hold up here, you couldn't have me start. After that, the Chidya Chosor, Chidya Chidya, was caught about Rabbi Chabu, and Chidya Chosor, you caught it Chabu, Rabbi Chab, you can't see it very soon. They can't see it more, and we shall reach me start to last him all over you. They that you see all that we seek for, Chidya, we can't see it very sad when you start it. After this, I seek for a bad when you start. After what you can't really make me, because I couldn't have done it all. The rest, the resurrection of your hollow, and coming over to you, שהגט קוטו בי, ובואי נועיד מולמאו עם תקוי נגיד, עם קרת הכתיב על תביאו. ירושל מטורי, כבר הצטב בשבינו, פירו שבין הגט יוכל נתקיים בחי שמו, ניתן לסיפיות לבואי נתקוי, ועיד מולמאו עם דם ופור וכה וכה. שבא זה יושר וסקה שנעשה, איזה שמילים לאחתים, so one person is ניכר לו יכולו. שבא זה ניכר לו יכולו, he writes, let's say, on a piece of paper. So he has one piece of paper. He went back there, and he tears out, let's say, on the name, let's say, the name, let's say, Sama. So he'll tear out then, and then the lady will write in this column, will write it somewhere. So the question is, how will it validate the loss of the cutting of how many years? Valistav Gishenu, so please explain this. What does it mean, Valistav Gishenu? How is it possible to be tired day to clear the enemy? In other words, suppose the Baal will be mad. After all, by this we don't need the field, except for the reality. But otherwise, I mean, for it all the other things, so by this, the Shumugune, there is no aloha of human aid. There's no aloha of human aid. So the Kashi Yoshal, but, let's say the Baal is not here, then we must be time, otherwise we get this one. So in such a case where they would be silent, where somebody had to prepare it, so then when they fill up in the hole with joy, so then so we just represent the feature of the old handwriting. No, they don't have any special handwriting. That would be only the one who made the Kriya, how he did it. So how is it possible to be Mikhail? In other words, so the Kashi is only without the Kiyu Master Kriya. Neither Rabbo. That's all, neither Rabbo. So we have to be Mikhail in the Baal Yimah, right? It's Rabbo Mikhail, right? Right. But so how can we be Mikhail? But as long as it's not necessary to be Mikhail, then we have no problem. So the problem only arises, according to Peter's explanation of the Yerushalmi, how will it be possible to verify that this in der Fülle auf so viel zu, wo sich die Schöne verpostet ist, dass die Ruhe nicht in den Sein geht, na und ich soll bei allen so hauen sehen, wo sie nicht hat. So wo ich auch nicht sehe, wo sie mir so eine Vertrag kommen, wo ich in den Maul in die Gamre Kora hat Vertrag. So that way to them there will be a, the peculiar feature of the alien thing. All right, so according to David's explanation, the whole title was in how it is possible to be a child. But the Loshna Yerushalmi is not like this. Loshna Yerushalmi is Vahalik Sadrusheno. So it could be explained that, that the Yerushalmi discussion is not based upon the possibility of being a child. No, it's not the Chassile, because the Chassile, even though here in this case, so the Eidim, they is their headlining, but in order that the Chassile should be considered the Chassile, then it must have its own peculiar earmark. That's the Chassile. The Chassile is true, even if we don't require Chinu. So that means you're not racist for Jew. But the Chassile, in order to be considered, the Chassile must have its own peculiar earmark. Now, in this case, the earmarks are not that of the enemy, but of whom? Of the one who confers it. Let's say, if the enemy will be inside, the enemy will be inside, and then, somebody will be inside from the sacking, and then the enemy will fill up the field, they'll fill up with urine. So then, it will not have the earmarks of their handwriting. It will have what features? The features of the one who prepared it. So maybe it's not a chassine. It's not only a question how will we be able to be a chassine. No, it's not a chassine. And the most of the Yerushalmi is like that. Well, it's not the chassine. So maybe, too. So the Gemara here is very simple according to the Rambam. Boy, men ihr Wort ist gerade nicht rein. Eben schön jeden machen. Mau sche licht wohl haben die sich hob jagt wo. Da will ihn sta, wo ihn sta, wo man sta. Und da soll er bei ihm sta, wenn ich habe ihn schabe. Und wenn ich sehe, dass ich freie Stein, mich so mehr ich komme sich denke, ich mehr ich auch so. Und ich mich mehr ich so das mein, der der auch sta das Dach nicht rein. Ich juck da nicht rein. So das selbst am Jahr. So ich sehe, ich bin schon mit Damen auf dem Meister. So just because we think, we are convinced that Gabi Shabbat is higher than Vadai, they have it. Why? Because Gabi Shabbat, we say, the Ksav Tachten is erased and Mele and is replaced by Shabbat, so it's higher than Mele and Shabbat. Machine came back to the same, it must represent, the Chassine must represent the handwriting of the Eidim, and not only the handwriting of the Eidim, it must possess the peculiar earmark of the handwriting of the Eidim. But here, too, the Tzavtachin is erased, and it's replaced by the Tzavellian. But the Tzavellian really reproduces the identical Tzavyad of the Tzavtachin. True, this, the Tzavellian which replaces the identical Tzav of the Tzavtachin is the new Tzav. But who's the earmark that it has? Who's the earmark? It has the earmark of the Tzavyad of the person who goes with Sikhov. So maybe it's not a chassime. It's not a chassime. It's not a chassime, yeah?
Why is Tavon
Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon Gabi Tavon. In case of Yoyal Gabi Yoy, the coins of the Rambam is no Tzavon. What is it? Then the Tzavellian doesn't even represent the handwriting of it. Okay, it's not even the handwriting. It's the old Tzav. It's just an integration of the old to the new. So it doesn't even represent the handwriting. Much even if we say that Yoya Gavitzik also is higher style, the Tzavellian is more. And the Tzavellian replaces it. So then, the Tatachin doesn't exist. What exists now? The Tavelli. But the Tavelli is the identical copy of what? Of the Tatachin. It's a new Tav, but it's the identical copy. So, whose earmark does it have? Whose features does it have? It has the features of the handwriting, not of the alien. So, that's not the truth. And that's exactly your sound. So let's say, in case, so right now, the Yerushalmi says now, let's say, now the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi is a kache, so what do Yerushalmi say? Kishe Malchi, go ahead. In other words, so let's say, Gabit Kishe. So one, the person is singing in the kache, let's say, in the tablet, and then he makes a very wise kache, and the agent fill up half of that ticket. So then, in that case, if they fill up only half of that ticket, so it has the earmarks of what? Of the agent, of the handwriting of the agent. Not of those who are inside. My agent is real that it is more. Even if, let's say, the one who will write his ticket on gravity will write a wider order. And then the Indian who are mother fullness with yours will just be mother fullness and half of the width of the thick heart. But seeing both are yours, even though different colors of yours, so the two are become so big here, they become so interwoven with each other that it will not represent the earmark of the Indian. In case of yours that is going to be poured over in a package, it all. So then, if the joy doesn't fill up the whole it all, so then the joy has the earmark of joy to fill it up with joy. But in case of joy of that it all, even if they are going to do that way, as the Yerushalmi says, in other words, let's say their life with very, very thick. So someone will mark down the name very thickly with sickle. And then the agent will be mavir, joy, not on the whole sickle. That means there will be some sickle will protrude. But that will not make the avonat kume into the chine with the earmark of the agent. Because the joy in the sickle will be in the world. So maybe it will not be their chile. A chile in order to be considered a chile, so it must have the earmark of the person who writes it. And here it will have the earmark of all. It will have the earmark of the handwriting of the one who wrote the chile. What is that?
They don't fill up the whole chile.
What is that? They don't fill up the water. So that part is not mochum. So that part is not mochum, but that which is that is covered, that is mochum. That is mochum. That is mochum.
So how do
you know that
you are going
to see that? You are going to see that.
So what line?
Because things is a different type of thing. So maybe the tatach thing becomes mochum to the ink of the tabella. So it's more, but yeah, the stimulation is not enough because the joy that is put over the sticker does not have the peculiar earmark of the handwriting of the agent. It has the earmark of what? It has the earmark of the handwriting of the one who prepared it. So it's not the stimulation. No, we cannot say it with seven faces, because faces explains the more like Rashi. The relation with Damanat and I say even Gavin Shabbat is a talk. So there is a possibility that maybe he's not trying to make faces. If he's not trying to make faces, of course, that the joke doesn't represent the end by the innovation. Then it's the obvious. But the Rambam talks with that he's trying to get a. So it is Minchat. If it is Minchat, then the Tatach thing is not existing. We can do play by Savelli. And the Savelli was written by whom? By the angels. So is their handwriting? The answer is it is their handwriting. But does it have the earmarks of their handwriting? No. It has the earmarks of whose handwriting? Of the handwriting of the one who wrote the secret. So there is that answer. And even the Malchus is the one who writes the secret of the Malchus, and the one whose mother comes with joy will not cover up with joy the whole week. Of the six horses, but the two are interwoven. The two beings are interwoven with each other. So maybe the glory that is written over the six horses does not represent, does not have the earmark of the angel, to have the earmark of the one who holds the six. I have a person in a certain handwriting, and he writes to a different person's hand. All right. Actually, the washing of the Yerushalmi indicates that way. Things is explained on basis of here. But what's it called? But like Sabri Sheimu. It's not a chsine, it's not a handwriting of the Eidim, but of the Rishayim, those who prepare it for it. But things is explained it on the basis of here. All right, now the Agonis Maimon, the Agonis Maimon, you can see that Torah, mentions the Yerayim, I mean, you can find in the Yerayim itself. So the Yerayim says that a Shem, even the Shem Amperes, which was not literally Shmo, you're allowed to be Mechik Lechatzim. So you one could say, maybe the Matchai Malkus is to erase the Sheman Peres that was written Shalom Yishmo. But in Israel, the Hatzilah there is to erase the Sheman Peres that was written Shalom Yishmo. So that Goy Shmaim says, no, there is no issue. If the Sheman Peres was written Shalom Yishmo, Shalom Yishmo is not there. I mean, the Goy Shmaim is citing Rabbi Yirei. Yirei says, if the Sheman Peres, if you share, even the Sheman Peres was written, Shalom Yishmo, you are allowed with Hatzchila to erase. So he mentions the Raya, from the Gemara, of Reb Yud. Harei, so he says, Lichtet Hashem, in Shrav, in Lichtet Yehud, Vito, 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 so the question is, if we are going to say that the Sheman Peres, now, what atheist does it have? What surah does it have? It says the surah of Shem HaFeira. So, when he took it out, he became Moshe. He says the surah of Shem HaFeira. But it wasn't written in the shame of Jesus again. So, he says, Mother of Focus. So the question is, how can he do that? But when he's Mother of Focus, he's making the Shatah. So he's making the Shem HaFeira. So he said, I am not. True, he's making the Shem HaFeira. So that Shem HaFeres was written, the Ksatzachim was written Shalom Yidushe. So there is no Yisrael in erasing the Ksatzachim of the Shem HaFeres. This is what he erased. That was my belief. Now, so this can be explained. Now this can be explained. Either, now, Reb Chaim said that the child of Shalom Gabistav, whether it's Tav or not Tav, can be explained in three different ways. One is that if we take Tavol Gabistav, we take Tav, but if Adil Gabiyot, any Tav, so it's not Tav, but the Ksatachim is Mokhuk, but Gabishav is Tzvata, because if it's not, if the Ksaveli is not Tav, so maybe the Mechit is the Mechit is Shoyom Asmich. That's one way. Second way of explaining it is that the basic question is whether the Ksatachim becomes Mokhuk by virtue of the fact that the Jew of the Ksaveli covered it up. Story that. So if we say that So that means that basically the Ksatachten becomes Mokul by virtue of the Yuri of the Ksamelion. In Mele, we have Ksamelion. So the Mokul of the Ksatachten is number one, and the existence of the Ksamelion is number two, not the other one. And then there is the third way when you get on the basis of the longest of Rabbi Nebo. Anyway, the Ksatachten, but here I got the Yuri, so the Ksatachten is not Mokul. Is that Mokul because there is an addition in it? So, but the Ksavelin becomes exiled by virtue of the integration of the Ksatachten and the Ksavelin. Now, the Yirei can be explained on the basis of the first shot and on the basis of the second shot. But the Yirei cannot be reconciled with the Sikha of Rabbi Nebo. Because according to Rabbi Nebo, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, or according to Rabbi Chaya Yaakov, so then it's involved in the Rabbi Nebo. That they are Rabbi Yehuda, so the Ksavelin is exiled. So how is it exiled? By the integration of the Ksatachten, Ksavelin. So the Ksatachten is not Mochuk. So what's the riot from this price of our Rishon, Tosfos, Hashem, Vitor, Rishon, Dalet, Malchus, Kashi, that you allow the Chachrila to be Mechik, to Mamzer, Shemir, Tosfos, Yishe? Maybe you're not allowed to. We have to listen to Mechik, Shemir, Tosfos, Yishe. But here you're not Mechik. You are just integrating the Ksatachten, Ksavelin, you're not Mechik. So what riot does the Rishon? So one thing is certain, that the Yerim rejects the oneness of Rabbi Nebo. But how does the Yerim explain it? So you could explain it either the first alternative. In other words, that if we say Ksavelin is exiled, so then by Yud Kav Yud, so then the Ksavelin is exiled. And if we take Ksavelin in Ksav, and Ksavelin is not Ksav, but the Ksatachten is certainly Mochuk. He's Mochuk, certainly Mochuk, because the joy of the Ksavelin covers up the Ksatachten, so maybe it's Mochuk. So according to that pshat, so the Yerim to the Gizli is a pshat. So then the Raya is, Rabbi Yehuda says, gives him an answer. If he wants to be covered with the Shem, all he has to do is Mabukume. But how can he be Mabukume? According to everyone, the Ksatachten becomes Mochuk. So the Raya would be according to everyone. Now, then, but we can explain the Yerim according to the other alternative. The basic question is, Ksavelin Ksav or not Ksav, Ksavelin the Machlik, Ksavelin the Rabbanon, or according to Rabbi Yaakov, the Ksavelin Rabbanon, Ksavelin Ksav, the Rabbanon. So the basic problem is, where the Ksatachten becomes Nimche to the joy of the Ksavelin. So Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi says, he becomes Nimche according to Rabbonon. Rabbi Yisrael says, according to Rabbonon, he doesn't become Nimche. If he becomes Nimche, so maybe the Ksavelin. So as a result of it, we have the Ksavelin. We have the formation of the Ksavelin. And if we say the Ksavelin is exiled, okay, Rabbonon say, according to Rabbi Yisrael, so that means the Ksatachten doesn't become Nimche to the joy of the Ksavelin. So if it doesn't become Nimche, so maybe the Ksav that we have is the Ksatachten. So then the Yerim could be explained according to that Shita too. Because here Rabbi Yehuda says, Mazur of Kumis in Kashi. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? So who gives that answer? Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ksavelin in Ksav. Now, if he holds Ksavelin Ksav, so why does he hold Ksavelin Ksav? Because he holds that basically the Ksatachten becomes Nimche. So the question, Mimele and Ksavelin. So the question is, how can he do it? If he becomes Nimche, if basically the Ksatachten becomes Nimche, so he's never going to say it, even though it was a Ksav and Nimche. So he's right, he's not fair, he's not so ridiculous, he allows him here. So the Yerim can be reconciled with the first two alternatives, but the Yerim Shita could not be reconciled with the Shita of Rabbi Nebo.
What is it? If you say, only God was the Shmar, or even by when he doesn't give the Ksavah, the Machos is Rabbi Nebo, the only God we do when he writes the same Ksavah, the Shmar, is that the God we all lost the Ksavah, the God we Isn't it seem to be that now what's on the guard of the Shema, do you write the text of the Shema, and then get some type of old self into it, or is it not going to be even in the Chachamim, or Rabbanim?
I mean, it's a machlokes, it's a machlokes, in whether there is a halakha of Sabah Gar Mishtav.
Rabbi Yudah holds the Sabah Gar Mishtav. Rabbi Yudah holds the Sabah Gar Mishtav. That's all. He holds the Sabah Gar Mishtav. That's right, yes. So there is a situation of Mr. Tach, Mr. Tavel.
The court is outside, so the Uranian
was the Uranian, when you don't have to do the time. No, take that is based upon the Lomdus of Rabbi Leboch, and the Uranian could not be reconciled with Rabbi Leboch from it. Because according to Tesis, I mean, if Tesis is Michalik between the case where the Xavelli is Misaki, Xavelli is not Misaki. So that could have a bearing upon the Chalishim Ksav of the Xavelli, but it could have no bearing upon the question as to whether the Xatach is Zimchak. The Xatach is Zimchak, if it is Zimchak, by virtue of the fact that it covers up with the Jewish Xavelli. So whether the Xavelli is Misaki or not Misaki has no bearing. So in other words, so take this, Lomdes is the Lomdes of Rabbi Leboch. Otherwise, it cannot be explained. Tesis applies the Lomdes of the Ksatachtin in Nimchak in case of Yoyal Gabi Sikho. But in case of Yoyal Gabi Yoyi, then Tesis doesn't apply the Lomdes of Ksatachtin in Nimchak. Only in case of Yoyal Gabi Sikho, Tesis applies the Lomdes to the Ksatachtin in Nimchak and maybe we have the formation of the Tzareli. But in case of Yoel Gabi Yoel, according to Tesis, so the Tzartan is not Nimcha. But it's a very indexed out through the integration of the Tzartan, it's a very... Now, yeah, what is it?
First of all, you should say the Zion integration, the Baal Shavim and Chak, you don't have the earmarks, the special features of the earmarks.
No, but you see, but that's a rising collection with Aiden. But when the Chizda says, get the control of Lishmo, he doesn't limit himself to Aiden. He discusses everything. Chizda says, I get all too. In Chizda, I guess you don't require your mark, that's in Gabi Chizda. You require your mark. But that's with Gabi, the Chizda, I guess. Now, you see, so from the Rashbo, it's also Mashma, from the Rashbo further, it's Mashma that he explains the Gemore, the Rishon Medami, Naase Maise, not in the same way as Rashi. That Gabi Shabbos itself is a topic. But Gabi Shabbos, he's really high. But the fact that he's high, that it's the Xaveli, the Xav Gabi Shabbos, doesn't necessarily imply that it's also a Xav. Gabi Saveli is Iksav Gabi Yes. It's much more from the Zdiyuk Kavosh in the Rajbo. Now, the Rajbo says, and the Gemara Dachot, Hodom Rafchi, the Getshi Kosin Shalom Lishmo, the Hever of Kulis Lishmo, Bonu Lachuri, Hweke Tzavid Rabonot, the Alma Rabbi Yudha Alibi the Rafchi, the Getshi Kosin, Uch Saveli in Haviksav, the Kosin Ravach Beyakim, the Dochev Roma, the Kula Alma, Gabi Yes, Saveli in Iksav. וכסיד את השם הוא דייפריגה, התאמה ידי רבונן דיפסל משום דכסיד זה כאילו גם זה. קשה לו. והוא, עסיק תלילו בזיוי על גבי זיוי, בסיק על גבי סיקחה, אפילו לעניין שבת אין לחיי, תקצב אין לי נקצב, וכל שקיעו לעניין גיטי. דה אפילו זיוי על גבי סיקחו חיי, אסר ביחד הוא נגיטו לא יעבסה. So the Lord of the Rajbi is, והסיקנלי הוא בדיוי על גבי זיוי וסיקחה על גבי סיקחו, אפילו נשאבת עם החיים, תקצב אלה נקצב, וכל שפורים נגיטים. So in other words, so if the כתב אלה נזנת תקצב נשאבת, so כל שפורים נגיטים זה תקצב תקצב. So if the Raj boys with the Rambam, that Rabbi Yechanan really said, that the Shabbat is not to be distinguished one from another, then we can understand the Russian coast. But according to Rashi's Pshat, what's the Koshken? It's one is the same. There is no Koshken. It's a deal, but it's a good deal, you see. He says kosher. In other words, so it's mashma that Gabriel, that Shabbat is more readily, is more likely to consider the Xaberin Xav than Gabriel. But the Kosher Ashe, Shabbat is not more likely to consider, we have to go with Chomer. But it's not, so it couldn't say kosher. So it's mashma, but Rosh Hashanah.